Today I want to discuss the topic of Neya Brachos B'chol Yom. This week's parsha is the main source for this, the halacha that a person should recite 100 brachos every single day. Pasuk in this week's parsha says, Uma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach Kiyim Liyira Oso. That's this week's parsha, Parsha Sekev. Chazal Darshan Al Tikri, do not read Ma, Ella Ne'ah. Ne'ah. Read it Ne'ah. Make believe there is an invisible Aleph in the Pasuk. Ma Ne'ah. Here we learn that a person should say, Hashem demands from you that you should recite 100. And these 100 should bring you to, the theme of the Pasuk is to fear Hashem by reciting a bracha 100 times a day. Thinking about Hashem 100 times a day will bring a person l'day yirah shamayim. It's a guarantee. Only problem why it doesn't work is because we just lip service. We don't think when we recite the brachas. If we would really think about Kadosh Baruch 100 times a day, boy, would we be different people. Right? It's a scary, scary thought. Okay, that comes from this week's parsha. But the truth is, there are many, many more sources. Let me share with you some of the sources for this halacha, and some of the various ideas that are hinted to in this halacha. First of all, source number one is, it also comes from the Adonim. In the Mishkan, there were Meya Adonim, 100 sockets. The Sharish of the word Adonim means Adon, is a master. Adon Hashem, Adon Olam Hashem Olach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the master. Hashem is the foundation. The Adonim was the foundation of the Mishkan. There was exactly 100 Adonim supporting the Mishkan. And the Mishkan is the place of the Hashra'as HaShchina, the place of Hashem's resting. If we want Hashem to rest upon us, we have to be Yoreh Shemayim. We have to take note from the Mishkan, 100 Adonim. We also have to have 100 different reasons for Hashem to rest His Shechin upon us, and we should be v'shachanti b'soicham. What the pasuk says? Build a mishkan. Hashem tells us that we should build a mishkan, but the purpose of the mishkan is not that Hashem will rest in the mishkan. V'asili mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Build a mishkan and I'll rest b'soicham in you. Not in the Mishkan. So if we parallel the Mishkan, we have, that's the second reason why we have 100 brachas. Okay, another reason, now by the way, now, in the Pasuk, V'yatah Hashem Elokecha, what is the source of, where do we get the word Mea? This is a very popular Vart. How many letters are there in the Pasuk in this week's Pasha? V'yatah Yisrael, Lo Hashem Elokecha Shalom Yochim L'yiro So. How does the Pasuk conclude? Kim L'yiro So? If you count this pasuk, you will discover, try this week by Kriyas HaTorah, there are 99 letters in that pasuk. There are exactly 99 letters in the pasuk.
It keeps on going there.
To love Hashem, b'chol levav, b'chol nafshecha, there are exactly 99 letters in this pasuk. So Chazal say, now it has new meaning, v'atoy, al tikri mo, ela mea. If you don't read it mo, but you read it mea, you've added an invisible letter. When you add an invisible letter, how many letters are there now in the pasuk? Exactly 100. That's all part of the drasha. I'll think we mo mea, but in that one, okay, but there are, that's a remes to the 100 brachas. Okay, now there's another very beautiful remes. And the remes comes from the pasuk of, well, you know, even if you don't want darshan, don't read 100, we know that in the Torah always rounds up the number by one. For example, 50 years, Shemitah, Yovel, I'm sorry, Shavuos. Usfat mechem yachas Shabbos yom mechem yachem esoimer sheva tisru chamishim yom. But it's only 7 times 7. It's 7 weeks times 7, so it's only 49. So how can the Torah say 50? The Torah always rounds up 1. Arbom yakenu lo yosif, and we only know you're 39.
The Shechiyahu is benching the 50.
This is the 50th. Okay, other answers. But generally, we find the Torah rounds up by one. So even though it says the pasuk only nine, the only 99 letters, but it really alludes to the 100 letters in the pasuk, like 100. So 100 brachos are required to make. Okay, another source comes from David. It's a very important source. Chazal tell us that in the time of David HaMelech, they came and they told him, "We have bad news to tell you, the Melech. People are dying. There's a plague, and every single day 100 people are dying." This was a mice, the Chazal recorded this mice. It's not clear when exactly this happened in David's Malchus. And David responded by instituting people should recite 100 brachas every single day to counter the death of 100 people who die every single day. And they find a remiss to this in Tehillim. In Sefer Shmuel. Nu'um, the words David ben Yishai. Unu'um ha'gever, these are the words of Shiras David. David, at the end of Sefer Shmuel, David HaMelech went and he wrote a Shira called Shiras David, and it includes there, Nu'um, the words of David ben Yishai, Nu'um, the words ha'gever, the man, hukam oil, who has established the yoke. And similarly, this means that he established the yoke of Torah, that he established that a person should accept upon himself the oil malchus shemayim. But Chazal find in this pasuk a remiss to the David was one that established the requirement to recite 100 blessings every single day, because oil is begematria 100. Oil is ayin lamed. Ayin lamed is 100. Okay, so that is already a third, and the third remiss to the inyan of the Meir Brachas. Okay, let's go to another remez. Another remez to the 100 brachas. Give me one second. Let me turn over here. Here is summarize all the 100. Make it a little easier. Okay, now this is a very interesting idea. This idea is said by the Rokeach, and it's a very big mystery. The Rokeach says, you know why there are 100 brachas? Because it's a medrash. A medrash of the bris bein habasarim. Avraham Yitzchak and the Shbaruch Hu, and what Zuchus will call Yisrael, inherit Eretz Yisrael. Hashem said in Zuchus of Karbanos, Kachali Egla Meshuleshes, in the Zuchus of Karbanos, Avraham said, that's what final good when there are Karbanos. What is going to happen when the Beis HaMikdash is Chav and there are no Karbanos? So Hashem said to him, according to this one very obscure Medrash, whatever this Medrash piece is, in the Zuchus of the Meir Brachas. 100 Brachas. They're going to say every single day 100 brachos, and that's chus they're going to inherit. They're going to have a hold in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rokeach says, that is why there are exactly, now this is a shocking thing, exactly 100 psukim in the Torah that describe our obligation to bring korbanos. And that's a very big mystery, because there appears to be a lot more than 100 korbanos. Yeah, this is for the mathematicians and the Bekim to go figure out which one of the 100 psukim in the Torah the Rokeach was referring to that are instructions for us to bring korbanos. There are many different types of korbanos. Right, the whole seven vayikus of korbanos, but there are certain parts that are very explicit that you shall bring on this day this korban and this korban. So the psukim in the Torah, the coin to the Rokeach, that are explicit instructions to bring a korban equal exactly 100. Okay, it's a nice project to go work backwards and select in the Torah.
Select which psukim is it mean, the one that says v'shachat or the hikra.
Right, it's something along those lines. Now it's similar to the Chazal said that in the Torah there's a mention, this is a medrash, exactly 50 times Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says that Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the truth is a lot more. Well, it says,
if the Rokeach says it,
you got to trust the Rokeach.
Believe it.
Okay, there's another Chazal that it says in the Torah exactly 50 times the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The problem is, you make a calculation, it's a lot more than 50 times. So they make the calculation. You can find different somewhere. Which made the calculation, and it means 50 times for good. Where it mentions that they're different, you have to figure out when the Torah mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, Derech Agaf, with instructions, you have to analyze what exactly we mean by 50 times. But this is another interesting idea. Okay, another reason why we have 100 brachas is to counteract the 98 klolos of the 98 klolos in Parshas Kisavo. In Parshas Kisavo, it says there are 98 curses, and then afterwards it says v'gam. After the 98, it says there are going to be another two more. V'gam kol choli v'chol maka asher lo yikosu v'sev azeh. I'm going to bring upon you also. So in addition to the 98, it says choli v'chol maka, which really brings it up to a total of exactly 100 klolois in Chumash, in a Parashas Kisavo, to counteract the effect of the 100 klolos, we recite 100 berachos. Okay, another example given, and this is a very interesting example, is Lech Lecha. The first nisoyon of Hashem that Hashem gave to Avraham was what? Vayev Hashem Avraham Lech Lecha. What was the last nisoyon? The last nisoyon was the Akedah. Okay, that's the machfanech. Sarzmisa, whatever it is. But according to most mafarshim, is ato yadati ki yirei Elokim, is the last of the ten nisoyos was the Akedah, and the Akedah began also with the words Lech Lecha. Kach es bincha sichita shavt es Yitzchak the Lech Lecha Hamaria. So it's Lech Lecha. So Lech Lecha, we don't appreciate the significance of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha are the words which sandwich the first Nisoyin of Avram to leave Eretz Yisrael, and the last Nisoyin, which is Avraham, is, you know, he's the father of Klal, he's the patriarch. He is where we all come from. He is the source of Klal Yisrael. And his life, his mission, his accomplishment is captured in Lech Lecha, beginning and end. It's a powerful idea. Therefore, since Lech Lecha is Begimatria 100, so when we recite every single day 100, we are identifying with Avraham Ho'ivri. The whole world did not acknowledge there's a creator, but Avraham was the first to acknowledge that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. The Atah Yisrael, Lo Hashem Elokecha Shel Meimach, Kim Liyiroisai. Hashem just wants us to be like Avraham. He wants us to connect to Avraham. Avraham's legacy is Lech Lecha, beginning and end. This is what who we are connecting to when we recite the 100 brachas. Okay, another idea. It's quoted by the commentators. Lochein emor hinani nosein loy es brisi shalom. Godol hashalom. Everything that we do concludes with shalom. Shemona Esrei concludes with shalom. Benchim concludes with shalom. Shalom is the red. In order to remember shalom, we recite 100 brachas, which begins with lochein. Lochein is bigamatria 100. Who's someone? One of the kadmonim says this. This is like all these ideas are kadmonim. Okay, another idea is kichen yivarach gavar. Was it saying to Tehillim? What does it say in Tehillim? Ashrech kichen yivarach gover yirei Hashem. The mizmar of ishtechak gefen paria b'yarkesei be'secha bonecha kishsile zeis m'savloch shulchanecha kichen yivarach gover yirei Hashem. You want all the brachas? You want a good, successful marriage? Beautiful children? All of the brachas, what more can you possibly have in this Mizmor Tehillim? It says the secret to having all of these brachas is Kichein Yivarach Gover Yirei Hashem. Yirah Shemayim will lead to success. And the Kichein is Begimatria. Kichein. Ki is 30. 30, and Cain is 70, Kichein is 100. So it's a polite reminder every single day when we recite 100 brachas, ki waik mo Hashem shol meimach, ki im liyire oisol, to fear Hashem. If you're going to fear Hashem, hinei, kichein yivorach gover yirei Hashem. You should know the brachas you're going to get. You're going to get the brachas of eshtecha, gevin, poryim, yakas, emesecha, barnecha, kishsile, zeis, misavul, shulchanecha. You can't do better than that. Okay, the ultimate bracha is success with your children, success in bayis, bayis nemon. That is the gematria kichein. Okay, what else do we have over here? Okay, it's also a reminder of the Beis HaMikdash. What was the height of the Beis HaMikdash? This is from the Kanmoinim. And these are not like, you know, things that you can come up on your own. These are from the Kanmoinim. The height of the Beis HaMikdash was 100 Amos. The Heichel was 100 Amos tall. And that's the makom of the Hashra'as HaShchina. Really complements the Adonim. The Adonim was, you know, the Mishkan evolved into the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan was the foundation, and the Mikdash was the conclusion, was the final end. So the Adonim, the Mishkan, had a foundation, and the foundation is 100 Adonim. The Mikdash was the conclusion. We had the Mishkan, we had Gilgal, we had Shiloh, Noivigivain, the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni was the height of 100. That was the height. And it all started with the Mishkan, which had the Adonim, the foundation. There were 100 Adonim, and the height of the end was exactly 100. And what is the Mishkan? What is the Mikdash? The Makom Hashra'as HaShchina, a human being. The Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicham. It's a reminder that a person, that he gets cognizant of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he will bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu within him, V'Shachanti B'Soicham. Okay, so I think we pretty much... We've gone through actually 10 different reasons for why we recite the Ramazan, why we recite, but the main reason really is this expression, or more Hashem Lotech Shal Meimachim Liyira Oisai. A very big issue discussed by the Rishonim is this inyan of saying 100 brachas, is it a deiraisa, is it a derabanan, or is it called a midas chasidus? Okay, most of us probably consider it to be a midas chassidus because we don't even pay attention to it. And it's not so easy to have 100 brachas. You have to work on it. Especially, but even during the weekday, because today we live in a world, you don't bench. If you don't bench, if you don't bench, so you're out by 16.
It's not a problem.
What?
You're going to shul.
You answer amen. But that's not answering Amen is not making a brach, right? It's Amen. So we don't think about it, but if you really want to do it the right way, you would really have to wash twice a day. Because when you have a Suda, there are 8 brachas. That's 16, it's a lot of brachas. 16, you need those 16 brachas. Benching has 4 brachas. And the Tilas Yodayim and Hamotzi is 6. Okay, so that's 12.
Twelve.
So that where else that's okay, that's 12. So where do we get 16? I don't remember anymore. That's 16. That's 12 brachas. Okay, maybe I made a mistake. 12 brachas. Okay, but the big issue among the poskim is that the raisa is the rabbanu is the midas chasidus. Now, what's shocking is the Baal Halachos Gedolos, who is a rishon, he says that it is a mitzvah deiraisa. He says the pasuk Moshem Kach Shemach is the deiraisa. You must do this. Shocking thing to say. Now, the reason why it's so shocking, all the mafarshim ask is, what do you mean? You have to make 100 brachas a day? How many brachas in general are deiraisa? The most is Birchas HaMozen and Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaMozen is not more than 3 that are deraisa, and Birchas HaTorah, 1. Maybe 1 is deraisa. And even that, it's all debatable. So you're dealing with people with 4 brachas, so to make a bracha is only midrabanan. All the brachas that we make, they're only midrabanan. So how can you go tell me to make 100 brachas is deraisa? So it's a very big chiddush of the Baal Halachos. The Rambam is chol, the Rambam is only nasmachta. It's only derabanan, it's not a din deraisa, it's only it's a derabanan. It's a nasmachta, based upon some of the sources that we mentioned, but it's not a deraisa. Other Rishonim say that it's not even a derabanan. It's nothing more than a midas chasidus. It's a nice thing to do, to pay attention. David established it. We mentioned David. Another question, how could it be a deraisa if David is the one who established it? How could it be a deraisa? So the answer is, David doesn't mean that David established. David was mechazik. People were not paying attention to the mitzvah to the degree that they should have, so David one who was mechazik. Okay. Now, what about the calculation next to the calculation of 100? It's interesting. There are a lot of different calculations of how you make the 100. All of those who make the calculation, they begin by telling you the first bracha is hamapel when you go to sleep. This touches upon something very interesting. We always ask the question, why does the siddur begin with moda ani? Many ask this question, the siddur l'chayr, if you were making a siddur, marif, go take out an art school machzor on Rosh Hashanah. All the art school machzorim. The first thing in the Mishnah is Arvis, right? So you go all the arts go machzor being with Mincha, the Mincha Erev Shabbos, the Mincha Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, whatever it is. So why, when they made the Siddur, did they start with Moda Ani? The Siddur really should have begun with Hamat, with Ma'ariv, or Ma'ariv. Okay, so I don't know the answer. This is a good question. Why is that the way it is?
They made it for the kids who can't read.
I don't know. I think the popular answer is there are two reasons why we daven 3 times a day. Number one, Keneged the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Number two is Keneged the Korbanos. By Korbanos, there is a rule that the night follows the day. It's not like in the Olam HaTeva where the night goes first and then comes the day. By Korbanos, you bring a Korban by day and the Korban continues to burn at night. So since the Tefillah is becoming Korbanos, so the Mele, the Siddur follows. Yet, it's fascinating, all of those who make the calculation, and everyone, they struggle with this calculation, there are different ways to make the calculation, everyone begins with the first bracha is the Birchas HaMapil. So that means that when you go to sleep at night, you have a counter. Or you have to wear, like, that's probably very good, I think, they should have on the iWatch. Right, Apple should have an app. They should have an app. It should keep track of everything that you do. You should be able to look at your watch and can tell you which bracha you're up to in the day. To keep, why not? Isn't that a very good thing for a good app? A lot better than some of the other mishigasim they have. A good use for the
maybe
look.
To the health thing.
To the health.
Spiritual health.
Spiritual health. Keep track of what bracha you're up to. So when you first say the Birchas HaMapil, that's bracha number one. No, that's what I told you. I don't have an answer. This is all of the Mishnah Berurah makes a calculation, and the Magen Avraham makes a calculation, and everyone likes to get involved. And the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah's calculation comes out to 105. It's very tight. It's very, very tight. What do you have? You have the Birchas HaShachar. There are 18 Birchas HaShachar. You have Al Netilas. And then you have the Shmona Esrays, the three Shmona Esrays.
And you have the Birchas for Kriya Shema.
Birchas, then you have Ma'ariv, Birchas Kriya Shema, and your Birchas HaShachar, Yishtabach. You have Yishtabach. Yeah. Right, that's 18 Birchas HaShachar. You have the three Shmona Esrays. And then 19. The 19 Birchas HaShachar, three times 19. And then you have Yishtabach and Baruch Sha'amar. And then Shachas, you have three brachas in the morning for Kriya Shema. At night, there are four brachas. And that's pretty much it. And everything else... Oh, so you have to get that in. Let's say... So now comes a very big problem they all discuss on a tainus. In time of the Mishnah Berurah, he writes about this, it was like a davar pashut. Of course you fast. You're always fasting. We don't today you're fasting. Who ever heard of fasting? Even on the fourth fast day, there's always an excuse not to fast. Slightest excuse you don't fast. But in time of the Shulchan Aruch, fasting was ma'aseh mechol yom. And when you fast, you don't wash the tefillos yadayim, you don't say amoitzi, you don't bench, so you're down by 12, and then you're limited how many times you go to the Beis HaKisa. If you're not going to be eating during the day, so you're not going to go to the Beis HaKisa more than once or twice a day. So it comes out that it really was a very... What? Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about this. It's a real challenge. It is a real challenge to be mashlim the 100 brachas on a, forget about Shabbos. Shabbos is impossible. Not impossible, but it's so we right away we come on to we answer Amen to Chazaras Hashatz. Okay, but that's a cop out. That's not a real bracha. You're supposed to yourself constantly make the bracha. So during the day, you only come out, I think you come out berachamim with 105 brachas. Assuming you wash twice a day. You have two bread meals a day. Then you're going to have 105 brachas. If you're not going to wash two times a day, that's it, you're in trouble. You're ready. So how are you going to make it up? Oh, I'm taking mezonos here, a shahakol here, and alamichi here, a bar nefashos here. I go to the Beis HaKisa a couple of times. I don't know what else. You have to
fill.
What? You shliach tzibah for one of the tzilas. You make birchas ilanos. Today is my lucky day.
You go to a wedding.
Okay, you go to a wedding. Chasna, shem brachas. You go to a bris. You're looking. People who are looking, people who are into this, people who have certain types of minds who are into this, they're looking to find for themselves brachas. And what about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, when you down Shmona Esrei from 19 down to 7, you're really in trouble.
That's where the minister came to the candy man. He used to call the kid over and listen to make the brachas.
Answer amen.
That's the origin.
Okay, come here. Or you answer amen to the brachas of the aliyah. So you get multiple, there's 7 aliyahs. 14 brachas for the aliyahs. Okay, another interesting issue is, what about Noshim? Are women mechuyev to make 100 brachas?
Wow,
tough question.
Have 19 brachas. Can a man make Shulayis Shasayim?
Another bracha. So what about Noshim? Noshim are only potter from Mitzvah Shazman Grama. These are not Zman Grama. That's not Grama. So, and if you learn like the Baha'i, the Baal HaLach HaSgulz, that it's a Daraisa, to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100 times, why should the women be any different? He says, but then I'm chuyif to daven. Well, maybe this should be a reason why they are chuyif to daven 3 times a day. It's not so simple. Why Noshim or not? We don't find Noshim being nizer in making, and especially he quotes over here David was one of the reasons why we have the brachas, because they told David that people are dying daily. 100 people are dying every single day. So David said, if that's the case, let's be misakin to make 100 brachas to counteract this tragedy. The Gemara asks the question: are women mechuyev in the midst of mezuzah? And the Gemara says, technically, they should not be mechuyev. The only mechuyev, there are reasons why they should not be chayev in mezuzah. And the Gemara says, well, mezuzah brings life. Leman yirbu yimechem, bimei v'nechem al huadama. And the Gemara says, do you want to say that only men need to live and women don't need to live? Women also need to live. So therefore, women are mechuyev in the mezuzah as well. If a woman lives in a bayis, she needs a mezuzah. So yishtel tzu. So the reason why one of the main reasons why the Mefarshim give why we have 100 brachas is because they told David that people are dying every single day, and therefore to counteract the effect of death is to make 100 brachas a day. But women don't need to live. Women need to make the 100 brachas, just like men need to make the 100 brachas, in order that there should be an increase of chayim. So this is something which is a question which he does not really conclude, does not give a good answer. Another question, another issue is, what about, why don't we make a bracha to make 100 brachas? If it's a mitzvah deraisa, when the day begins, before you say hamapil, at night, you should say, I'm making a bracha, bracha at Hashem, okay, and chalom asher, kedashonim, mitzvaysa, vitzivanu, al mea brachas. So you could assume you'll finish it. It's a chazaka, cheskas chayim. Cheskas, you know, you're not chayish lemisa. Long term, you're not chayish. So why don't you make a bracha? Why don't you make a bracha? So this is not a kasha. Their number in answer number one is, you never make a bracha on a bracha. To bench, birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon is a din d'oraisa. Did you ever see a person make a bracha to make birchas hamazon? Asher kiddushanim b'mitzvahs v'sivanu al birchas hamazon. Bar. Baruch atah Hashem. You never. That's Zimun. That's not a bracha.
That's a preparation.
That's part of Zimun. Rabbi Sain Nivarech, let's bench together. But you never heard such a thing that you should make a bracha on a bracha. You don't make a bracha to make a bracha. You make a bracha when the mitzvah is to make the bracha, Chazal and Amisakin, to make a bracha on the bracha. So likewise, you don't go make a bracha to make 100 brachas. Another very popular answer is the same reason why you don't make a bracha on the Dalet Kaisis. By the night of the Seder, we have 4 cups of wine. You make Bari Priya Gafin 4 times. But there's a takana, you must have 4 cups of wine. So there's this very serious takana. You know, there's no way out of it. If you can't drink wine, you're in a lot of trouble. You gotta drink grape juice. Can't drink grape juice. It's not so simple how to get away from the Dalet Kaisis. So why did the Chazal be Misaki, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kemal Chol Mashar, Kedashan, Bimitzah, Svanu, Al Dalet Kaisis? So, see, but you also not them. So the answer they give is because you only Chazal only made a bracha on. So you really give the answer on something you do in one shot. If something has multiple components, make the first kois now, and then we read the Haggadah, and then we drink the second kois, and then we have a suda, and then we bench, we have the third kois, and then we say halal on the fourth kois. Chazal will never misak in the bracha on something which goes on for a period of time. It has to be done in one shot. Since mea brachas, wow, that's a lot of brachas throughout the entire day, and every you have to accumulate all the brachas. Chazal will not misak in to make a bracha for something which goes on for a long period of time. Okay. Okay. So what else gets there? Okay. Okay. That pretty much is. There's more. I think maybe we'll do more and more of this tomorrow. But that, just to summarize, 10 reasons for the source of brachas. The shail is that a deraisa, the rabbanu midas chasidus are noshim chayv mei brachas, and why don't we make a bracha on the mei brachas? And what exactly are the mei brachas? And the fact that indeed we're very, very tight. We only have 105 if we were to wash twice a day, and we need to supplement it by looking for reasons to make a bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here.